Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
Well, look, we've been covering the crime wave in the bush. Now we're looking closer to Sydney. I'm going to take you to the inner suburb of Glebe right now. We've been contacted by locals who say that they are dealing with antisocial behaviour that has been escalating for the past few years. And in recent weeks, it's gotten out of hand. It all started off as noise and nuisance, but it's now turned into violence. In the latest incident, a food delivery driver has been randomly attacked. 10 young offenders ganged up on him. They threw glass bottles at the driver and then assaulted him. And you soon see in the footage someone stomping on the delivery driver. You can have a listen to what's on the video right now. Bottle smashing. They call in backup, it appears, from a bloke who rides up on a bike and then starts attacking the delivery driver. Now, we're going to call this next guest Tim, who's been living in the area for 5 years. Tim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. How are you?
Mate, bloody scary when you look at that footage. Just explain in the footage what's going on. We don't know what led up to it, but there seems to be a whole bunch of younger people. I can't tell whether they're girls. They sound like there are quite a few females amongst them, but then they seem to call in a bloke who gets off a bike and he comes in as the muscle.
Well, basically what happens is, you know, they've been sitting there most of the night drinking vodka. I found the remnants of a Smirnoff vodka bottle the next day. And look, you've got a delivery driver just doing his job. They've set upon him, thrown bottles at him, a glass, and they've obviously called someone to come in because this guy, when you see the footage, this guy just comes charging in. They chased him down the road, and unfortunately, I was in the area at the time, and I heard three young men, well, they're teenagers, saying, did they get him? And the term they used was, yeah, they stomped him.
So now, this is all unfolding down on the street outside your place. And who's being targeted? Is it mainly the delivery drivers? Or I suppose it's a case of potluck. Everyone's just got to try and stay away from these dangerous people who are spending their nights and mornings out on the road.
Well, it's just in the area. But the 7-Eleven, which most people in the area frequent, they've had their staff assaulted. Obviously, there's theft. You know, they lock the doors at night, but they've had the doors kicked in a few times. Like I can tell you now from speaking to the guys there and the management, they're looking at actually two things, either hiring a security guard for night or they're going to close the doors at night and just have the window where you pay through the window. That's how bad it is. But look, people just don't feel safe.
Is it scary for you as a local resident?
Well, let's put it this way. I wouldn't go out at night unless I absolutely had to. And I've been told by police, if there's anything going on, don't go outside because we don't want you getting assaulted.
And are the police responding when people are calling the police?
Look, they do come, you know, as quickly as they can. I mean, I've called a couple of times and been told, well, we'll put a job number. All the cars are out at the moment. I have tried to contact the Sydney Council through the Mayor's Office, Clover Moore, had no response. The member for Balmain is Kobe Lee Shetty. Now, I've spoken to her office on two occasions and been told she'll get back to me and she's aware of the problem, but I'm still waiting to hear.
Well, look, we'll contact their offices today and we're also going to share this video just as a way of highlighting how bad it is at the moment. And you say it's been escalating in the last 3, 4, 5 years.
It's just getting worse, but it really started to take off. I first contacted Sydney Glebe Police and the council and Kobe Lee Shetty on the 7th of March. So that's, what, nearly 6 to 7 weeks ago. And I thought about this the other night, that you know, if they had have taken what I said seriously and acted on it, maybe that poor bloke wouldn't have been assaulted. It could have been cleaned up before then.
I can only imagine how frightening it would have been for him. And imagine working in the 7-Eleven at night, right? You need danger money.
They're scared to death.
Yeah. We appreciate you letting us know about it, Tim. And what we'll do is we'll get onto those local authorities and we'll just point out to them that you've been seeking some kind of meeting so you can discuss it with them. And I'm just going to have a look at one more time at that video and just describe as I watch it what you can see. Here it is one more time. And out on the street, you've got this delivery driver. He's being hounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Two of them have got their mobile phone torches on. And he's trying to walk away from them. And they're using delaying tactics while another one comes in and smashes a vodka bottle at his feet. And they seem to be trying to hold him up, waiting for this bloke to arrive. And as soon as the guy arrives on the bike, there are three of them arrive. They wave them straight in and the boys come in and start belting the living daylights out of the delivery driver. And then he runs away. And we found out later on that he was stomped on. So we'll make sure that New South Wales Police is aware of what's going on in Glebe. I'm sure they are because they'd be receiving all of the phone calls.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.